Birshus of Dr. Glatt, who's going to be speaking in Mirtz Hashem at 9 o'clock for the Yeshiva boys in Rav David's classroom. I really don't know Rabbi Glatt very well. I know him through his son, Rav Chesky. But what I do know from a distance is that he's a tremendous, tremendous role model for many things that we aspire that the B'nai Yeshiva become. Take advantage. Tonight, I don't want to do 10-minute Musar, I want to do 10-minute Chassidus. In the history of Klal Yisrael, the power of Sod came out at times of crisis. In this Piyut of Bar Yochai, we say, Yoim Nasta, Yoim Asher Barachta, at the day that you were forced to escape due to Roman persecutions, that was the time Shekibalta Hoitcha V'Hadorecha. The Gilui of the Zoyar is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us when Klal Yisrael needed a tremendous amount of chizuk. The Baal Shem Tov, Zchusa Yogin Aleinu, comes along at a time, I can't say Rav Nevinzal talks about this explicitly, but Rav Nevinzal pointed out that the period of time prior to the Baal Shem Tov was a time of tremendous upheaval. The Chelmoniki massacres, a breakdown within rabbinic leadership, even an awful machlokas between Gedolei Torah. And the Baal Shem Tov brought a beautiful light into the world, the light of Chassidus. The generation that some of your parents were from, the generation of the Isairus, of the Rebbe of Lubavitch, Zatzal, emphasis of course on Zatzal, and even on a certain measure, Shlomo Kalbach, with his shortcomings, that was a time where there was a tremendous push, again, to the power of Sod, because it was a response to the 60s, the breakdown of all barriers. Every single time there's a gilui, a special gilui of the Sod of Klal Yisrael, it's a response. It's a way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a matana to protect us. A light, a special light, even a oragonus. And it's no coincidence that in our yeshiva there's been a tremendous esairus towards Chassidus in the last few years. And I think when the history is going to be written, in the smallness of the way I see the situation, there's going to be a direct correlation between the advent of the internet and all of its good parts, and the hisayrus that comes from the ground, emes me'eretz titzmach, the tremendous hashpah, the Torah I'm going to say over today, is primarily inspired by Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita, and it's something that our door needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it here and he created this message because this door needs it. You know, I mentioned in the past to the Talmidim that our family is very close with the Shalshelis of Amshinov. And my father, even though he had learned in Ner Yisrael, my bris took place, my sandik was Reb Yitzchakul of Amshinov, who we were very close with. And after the bris, the Rebbe turned to my father and he said, Ervekein tzum a chassidus yeshiva. He didn't ask my father, he told my father. He's going to go to a chassidus yeshiva. My grandfather, who was no longer alive, had been very close with him. The Zaydis were chassidim with a tremendous bren, to which my father, on the spot, didn't back down. He said, Ervekein tzum a yeshiva. He's going to go to a yeshiva. The Rebbe said, Nachamo. Ervekein tzum a chassidus yeshiva. And as a child, my father would tell me the story. He said, this went back and forth three times. That was the story. It was a Sipur Sassim. And I realize now that the Rebbe was breaking down all the klipas in Yeshiva University, that even though, that one day, even Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchel Kalchanan, which is a direct shalshelas ha-mesoira from Volozhin, one day will also be a Hasidish Yeshiva. Maybe without the payas, without the up hats, without the hats, but it'll be a Hasidish Yeshiva. This week's parsha begs Hasidus. And this tkufa begs Hasidus. And it's a tkufa of Shoivivim. It's the time of Kedusha, the time of She'ifa, of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. And the opening words of this week's parasha require Havanas HaBesayid. There's no two ways about it. Ve'erel Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov bekel Shakai, u'shmi Hashem lo inadati lehem. I revealed myself with the name of Kel Shakai. And u'shmi Hashem, but the name of Hashem lo inadati lehem. What does that mean? What's Kel Shakai? What's Shmi Hashem? Why is it that the time in which we're supposed to work on Kedusha Se'inayim, Shmiras HaBris, why is it that it comes out during this period of time? And finally, Rav Moshe Weinberger, in an amazing Yisvadus with the Talmidim a couple of years ago, said over a beautiful vart from Amshnav, a beautiful vart from Varka. In last week's parsha, Basia finds Moshe Rabbeinu as a tinok, as a baby. He's on the Nile. Vatiftach vater eus hayeled vihine nar boicha. There are two glaring questions Rav Nachum Olavarka pointed out. Of course, as Chazal pointed out, this is not a nar. This is a tinok. This is a this is a baby. And also, it doesn't say that she heard. It says vatireyu, that she saw. Vatiftach vatireyu es hayeled v'inei nar boicha v'tachmol alav. And Rav Nachman Lavarka said, this nar, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents him as a nar because it represents every nar in Klal Yisrael. Every young man. And every young man, there's a tremendous excitement. Guys are coming back from New York. They're coming back with a tremendous excitement to Yerushalayim. You could see, you see it in the hallway when they come in. It's just a tremendous amount of energy. But deep down, inside of every Jewish young man, there's a nar boche. And it's not the sound. There's no sound, Rav Nachum Olavarka said. There's no sound. The sounds are one of friendship, of laughter, of even audaciousness. But deep down inside, there is a tinok who lives in the bechina of a nar, and the nar wants to recapture the purity of childhood. The purity of the time before Aveira. And when a person accesses that koach, the nar boche, then basya is not only basya, baska. According to Kabbalah, it's the Shechina HaKdosha itself. Vatachmol alav. If a person during the tkufa of Shovavim has an aspiration, a she'ifa, for Kedusha, then no matter where we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous rachmanas on us. And no matter where we sunk in the Memtei Shaarei Tumah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us out. And that's why Shovavim is during this period of time. Shovavim appears, particularly in Sefer Shemos, not in Bereishis, because the Bechina of Mitzrayim is the Zman HaMetzar, the time in which Klal Yisrael had fallen into the lowest of depths of Memtei Shaarei Tumah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself in the most powerful way. We're going to see from the Zohar HaKadosh that it's the ultimate of the Gilui of Kudsha Brich Hu. And that is the Gilui of Eya Asher Eya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be with you. I was with you, Eya, Ashereya, and I will be with you. No matter where you are. No matter where you have fallen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to take you out. I'm going to take you out the Bechina of Mitzrayim. The expression Shovavim, of course, comes from Yirmiyo. Shuvu vanim shovavim. A shovav is someone who does something wild. A shovav is somebody who does something that's even beyond and more audacious than anybody would expect them to do. I just saw some teenagers coming in for a Shabbaton. Each one of them is looking to do something that's even more wild than the next. That bechina, to go above and beyond, is the same root of shuvu. Shin vav veis. And just like we could go, we went above and beyond, beyond where we really were supposed to go, this bechina of shuvu is the same koach during the time of Shovavim. And that is that the bechina of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Pesach, is to be able to jump above and beyond, to leap to places that we thought were impossible for us in Kedusha. And we are shayich to it. And we can. Zokta Nesiv Shalom. That's the difference between Kel Shakai and the Shem Hashem. Ushmi Hashem loy nadati loyem. The Giluy of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei wasn't revealed. It's probably based on a Ramban, what the Nesiv Shalom is saying. And that is that the Avos related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Dai Belukus Boilamoy, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, particularly its focus on Avram Avinu, finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most natural ways. He's Amel. Look at the Rambam, the description of how Avram Avinu comes close to Kud Shabrichu. Every step of the way, a painful step by step, a rigorous and ultimately a very enjoyable experience. But at the end of the day, it's step by step by step. There's nothing miraculous. It's looking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and finding Him. It's looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and finding Him. But then there's another Bechina, and that's the Bechina of Hayoi Viviyeh, and that's the koach for a person to jump up, Bebchinas Pesach. That's Ushmi Hashem Loi Nadati Lehem, that even though Klal Yisrael is sunken into the Memteh Shari Tuma, if a person connects to the Eyash Ey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if there is a cry from the Nar, that silent cry, I will be with that Nar. Zok Tehele Gezoya. The Chen Ksiv B'meisha, Eye B'kidmusa Stima D'kala. The highest Madrega of the Keser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of all the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayikra Yud Aleph, is the name Eye. And that's entirely closed. Kimanda Omar, Ana Manda Ona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bechina of Ein Saif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is entirely, He knows what He is, and He has no connection to us whatsoever. Lebosar, but after that you have Asher Eyeh, Ani Zomin Lizgalya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this Bechina of Eyeh doubled, which is Svarim HaKadoshim argue is the gematria of MS, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation in this world, says, Ani Zomin Azgalya, I am prepared to reveal myself. If there's a Nar Boicha, wherever he is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Vatachmol Olav. And that means that no matter how many times we fall, Sheva Yipol Sadik Lekam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Choymel. And that's why we need this message of Sol during this Tekufa. V'dokad Eima Misabra V'adayin Isasum. Eima is Galya. When does the verb of Kud Shabrichu of Eya Asher Eya, when is that revealed? When he says to Moshe Rabbeinu right after Eya Asher Eya, Lech v'asafta ziknei Yisrael v'amarta leim Hashem Elokei Avoseichem. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes with the message of Hoya Hoy V'viya, Eya Asher Eya, I will always be with you, no matter where you've fallen. But there's a t'nai, there's a condition. And that condition, Rav Weinberger Shlita argued, based on another Zohar, is Eya Asher Eya also means Ano Zomin
l'mehave.
At the end of the day, the child, the tinok, the nar, has to want it. The nar has to have a little bit of a she'ifa for kedusha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only chomel on us if there's a tshuka from us, a small one. But there has to be an aspiration for kedusha. An understanding that a life of kedusha is a different type of life. Yes, b'bchina shevat yipol tzadik v'kam. But there has to be that aspiration. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eyeh asher eyeh, I will be, I'll pull you out. It's a beautiful story that has nothing to do with Kedusha Sainayim and Kedusha Sabris. Rav Shalom Shvadron was giving one of his inspirational talks here in Yerushalayim. He was known as the Maggid of Yerushalayim. And he had prepared to talk about Shalom Bayis. He had felt that the community, he had noticed things that were inappropriate. And he had a major crisis. A similar crisis I mentioned to you a couple weeks ago, that when I came in, I saw Rav Twersky Shlita was sitting over here. So Lahavdil, he was saying Yishmuz, and no one less than the fantastic, he's one of my heroes, the fantastic Baal Midos and Gaon. I say Baal Midos first. Rav Issu Zalman Meltzer Zatzal walks in. And Rav Shalom Shvadron is giving the Shmuz and Rav Issu Zalman about Shalom Bayis. The relationship that Rav Issu Zalman had with his wife, the Rebbetzin Beila Hinda, was legendary. In fact, she helped him write his Sefer. Sefer Evin Ha'azel. Rav Issu Zalman was probably Reb Chaim's favorite Talmud. The expression that Reb Chaim used to say is, when Zunde kimt, as the Moyach for me is Effin. When the Zundik, I don't know where the nickname Zunde came from, but he referred to, that's how he was referred to. When he comes to speak to me in learning, the pathways of my brain, of my neshama, are open. That was Rav Issu Zalman Meltzer, and he was known already. He was already older at the time. And Shalom Shadron panics. He doesn't know what to do. Should he continue? Should he stop? Should he change the topic? Rav Shalom Shadron could be very, very sharp. And he decides, you know what? The tzibur needs it. Weiter gegangen. He continues with his fire and brimstone. Shalom Shadron used to give Musar fire and brimstone. After the shmuz, Rav Issu Zalman comes over. Most of the people leave. And he says to him in Yiddish, Adank Rav Shalom, thank you very much. I really heard what you said, and I have to treat the Rebbetzin Beila Hinda better. Rav Shalom Shadron said afterwards, all the people that he was speaking to, he doesn't think any of them heard it. The only one that heard it was Rav Issu Zalman. What's this bechina? This is the bechina of ano zomin lemehevi. That a person has to be prepared and ready. Not ready for a high madregas of kedusha, but a she'ifa. An aspiration for Kedusha. That's what Shovavim is all about. And the moment in which a person has that, then we have this bechina of Holach v'shov, that a person could jump. And that's why it's in this tkufa of the Shem Yudke Vavke, as opposed to the Shem Kel Shakai. The Maggid of Dumna used to like to say, there was once a woman who saw that her neighbor got one of these fascinating things, a billow, that when you pump it into the fire, so then it causes the fireplace to expand and the house becomes warm. And her husband buys it for her, and she's pumping and nothing's happening. She complains to her friend, and she says, I did the exact same thing. And she says, so what did you do before? And she says, nothing, I pumped. She said, what you need first is a spark. Without the spark, there's nothing that's going to pump. Eya Shereya is here. Vatachmol is here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants just a tiny little spark of Kedusha. Tiny! If filter is too much, not a filter. Chas v'chalila. But something's got, you got, but something! A little bit of Kedusha. And what's mind-boggling is what you could accomplish. Rav Issu Zalman, when he was sitting by Reb Chaim's feet, didn't think that he was going to become Rav Issu Zalman. The Rabbeim, I know some of them from when they came into our great yeshiva, The Rabbeim were younger than me. I know that they didn't think that they would become who they are today. But there was a she'ifa. Ano zomen l'mehevi. Eya asher eya. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya, and then it's guaranteed. If there is a little bit of a silent cry, the cry of a nar that's holy to Kudsha Brichu, then we will be zocha to vatachnu. As I mentioned before,